There are five main pieces of equipment at the NCNR that require cryogens to reach low temperatures: the ILL orange cryostat, the 7 Tesla magnet, the 9 Tesla sands magnet, the 11.5 Tesla magnet, and the top-loading helium-3 cryostat. Each cryostat will look slightly different, but they will all have a helium fill port and a helium exhaust. All cryostats will have a liquid helium level meter. If the level meter is not plugged in, connect it to the helium sensor on the top of the cryostat. There are two options for checking the helium level. Selecting pulse is recommended for checking the helium levels during experiments. It takes a measurement every 30 to 60 minutes. Switching to continuous is helpful as you fill your cryostat, since it checks the liquid helium levels continuously. However, it will also quickly burn off your cryostat's liquid helium if left on. Don't ever let your cryostat empty completely of liquid helium. This can lead to blocks in the cooling circuit and waste your beam time. Whenever you are working with cryogens, you are required to wear safety glasses and gloves. Be sure that everyone in the area is aware of you filling a cryostat and is also wearing safety glasses. This is a liquid helium dewar. It can easily be identified with the helium label. New dewars can be found in the receiving room with the name Clow on the white label. Please rip off the full label if you have found an unused dewar. If the dewar is in use, look on its label to see how many liters of liquid helium are left. Helium transfer lines can be found on the walls near most beam lines or in the prep areas of the high bay and the guide hall. Handle the transfer lines with care. They have a double-walled vacuum jacket and excessive bending will damage them. Move the gauge so that it's 2 feet from the bottom of the transfer tube in preparation for the fill. Remember, gloves and glasses must be worn for this entire process. To safely release any excess pressure, slowly open and then close the dewar's vent valve. Open the top valve and close the overpressure valve. We want to build pressure inside the dewar to push the liquid helium through the transfer line. Guide the transfer tube through the top valve of the liquid helium dewar. Slowly insert the transfer tube and then set the pressure gauge. Continue inserting the tube until the pressure gauge reads between 3 and 5 psi. Do not be alarmed if the pressure rises above 5 psi. However, this does occur when the transfer line is inserted too quickly into the dewar. At this point, prepare the cryostat by opening the helium exhaust valve. Then, open the helium fill port on the top of the cryostat. In the meantime, watch the end of the transfer line for a thick white plume. The plume indicates that the line has cooled and that liquid helium is going through. This is what we're looking for. Once liquid helium is clearly going through the transfer line, insert the end into the helium fill port. Set a helium gas hose to 5 psi. Attach the hose to the bottom of the pressure gauge, then open the valve. This is necessary to maintain the pressure through the transfer line. This is the white plume typically seen from the exhaust valve when helium is collecting in the cryostat. This denser plume forms when the cryostat is completely filled with liquid helium. The helium level meter should also indicate that the cryostat is full. To finish up, turn off the helium going to the transfer line. Turn off the valve on the pressure gauge, then disconnect the hose. Safely release the Dewar's pressure by opening the vent. At this point, helium will no longer be flowing through the transfer hose. Remove the fill lines from the cryostat and Dewar, and return them to where you originally found them. With practice, this can easily be done alone, but two people make the job much easier. It is important to remember to warm the helium fill port with a heat gun before tightening the cap to the top of the cryostat. You will get a poor seal and possibly break the cap's O-ring if you secure it to a cold fill port. Close the cryostat's helium exhaust valve. Do not forget to return the level meter to the pulse setting to conserve cryogens. When you finish with the Dewar, operate all three valves. Close the top valve, close the vent valve, and open the overpressure valve. Congratulations, you have successfully filled a cryostat.